Gale is Bavalian Musaltica. My name is Robert Katine Carswell, Robert of Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'd like to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clare na Gale. Clare Hingachy, because you'll hear part of it in the English language, as Ernaud the Ginu Clash and Perchy Sigilg, and because you'll hear part of it in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Valiant Fanning, the Isle of Man. As Mabannach Dutrish, as William Gell focuses on Castle Rushen, he's mentioned an incident of 1722, when a prisoner locked up there was none other than the Bishop of Soden Man, Thomas Wilson, and with him were his two vicars general, Matthias Curfey and William Walker. Lurg de dunye terten liebeg albanach moor on such a clear, henke macht ne prince for obvious when ye's. As Laura Irish and East there, the inch de sen, mor so ren and dunya ligaser Irish. Tredim rea shenrish aven chesha, tish coercion go back as buishel son ridanach. The singer Sue White is from Lostwithiel in Cornwall, but here she sings about the bell ringers in Eglos Hale, which is about 13 miles northwest of Lostwithiel. Tawis geishach rish radio vanning stashun an ashun, viskol ar skeliamach by Dulish, Alan Vanning. Singer and guitarist Sue White, and harmonies were provided there by Rachel Daniel, and they were singing about the Eglos Hale ringers. Bishop Thomas Wilson had concerns for church discipline, and this widely meant how people conducted themselves in their daily life, behaving contrary to the church's concept of a Christian life, and if they went against that, that was the subject of resentments to the ecclesiastical court. Now, strangely, fines imposed by the ecclesiastical court went to the Lord of Man. Bishop Thomas Wilson irritated the Lord of Man from his habit if he felt that people were truly repentant, or were undertaking other appropriate forms of penance for their spiritual salvation, he would remit the monetary fine, so the Lord of Man lost out. However, far worse than that, though, Thomas Wilson had also been involved in the act of the terms of the Act of Settlement of 1704, an act for the perfect settling and confirmation of the estates, tenures, fines, rents, suits, and services of the tenants of the Right Honourable James Earl of Derby within this Isle of Man. James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby, felt he'd been done down by the act, and he blamed largely Bishop Thomas Wilson for it. Ten dunia gul bacus yn lle beg, yn chyd chyr ter nod y fel y fe'n chiesio bwysl son bwen feg, yn sy'n y jay chan weg foch fren, chawn y mar y toc y gytre sian. Te golgus y bwyr o'ch tynwstio glas ys bwy ys chynelir o clir yn chyr sio. Ach, ni aisien tad gedyn bwen feg elen. Lwg treg iert yn fe'n chiesio giri castiol mŵr clai, as they core er and dunya gul bacchus and yeast reish, isn't here shaw, tan ustia, jer gorm as gorm doracha as lea as chew. Ach, te gedden the castle moor clyde. Esht he lalve reena cheera. Kirt Elliot and dunya barkle shiskas of oor, gain a valley crell the bell shen and rid cart the yinno. Lorish and tre short and ustia, lea doracha. As te rai for the stiach erish a cheer. Ni ai shent and yeast genu regi. Ach bonus chilirach, te giri de vein imper. Ach hir chort and boor do the lure as chew as te kesh getlach as a rear shager. And Seamus Begley sang with the band Cheder, and he sings here about the island of Dunan Oer, which is itself off the island of Elion Clara, Cape Clear Island off the south coast of Ireland. So Seamus Begley and Cheder.
Heil in the ball, long home the Lord. O siarm sher Isus, ser rigan gras, ser ni vil honin, sl flash gahar, me hod shal rist, mar rose in fado, good in mal.
Dún an Oir is the name of a castle built by the O'Driscolls on a small island which is itself off Cape Clear Island. Cape Clear Island lies about 8 miles, 13 kilometres, off the coast of Cork. And singing about Eilean Dún an Oir was Seamus Begley with the band Cheddar. Ach tan ye beg ginst an dinye de golda valia is de veli na imper hanna. Lorish nisht an dinye smullion na vel beg ar marn son a ben chesheg a de wishel. Ach ti ginst de, de veli giri ve na feb. Nish esh ma ben cheshe, dort an dinye, crein ach fod an braach jay son ridden ach an yid shen, sol de lure. Te braach Jason beg an rawr, as cham a shen, han nodach e juno e. Bach ne dod a ben chesha. Ma dod e imper, Jim, fod e a juno peb, Jim. E mi rod as braia. Shemer imper mish, as chanelos ach ma gynye chesha. Mar so sain dot gul. Mar so haia. As fe genacht an aglit as de moor. As rinny biberny as ve cre, as when a glune an egger a crow. As ren gear voor troggle soos, as jetchel na bajel and sha, as henke de ve fee dorache, as when voor gatta choerd the slagen, as when a bed and couch magirt. On the appointment of Alexander Horne as governor in 1713, he particularly opposed the church with regard to jurisdiction over the military personnel of the Lord of Man. He didn't think that the ecclesiastical court should hold any sway over them. And then Mary Hendricks was accused in 1716, basically of prostitution, on her husband's licensed premises in Douglas. And she was excommunicated for adultery and condemned to penance and to prison. Well, she appealed, and Governor Alexander Horne directed that appeal to James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby, the Lord of Man. However, Bishop Wilson maintained that in a case before the ecclesiastical court, any appeal should go to the metropolitan, in other words, the archbishop of the section of the church in which the diocese was placed, and the diocese of Soda and Man was placed under the archbishop of York as the metropolitan. As the Lord of Man had no jurisdiction, Bishop Thomas Wilson refused to appear at the hearing, and for his non-appearance he was fined £10. However, apparently not wishing to inflame the situation at that time, James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby, remitted the fine. The harp of musician and singer Kerry Gwal Owen-Jones, who was living in Ceredigion and who's a Welsh speaker, but he speaks Welsh actually with a Canadian accent. Stasiun yn asiun dy radio banning. Ys carnes i Claire na gael fysgol yr sgilio mach, ys mis dy chebeli, Robert Cyrdyn Corswell, Robert y Corslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Rysiach dyn lwg dy Claire na gael gwyl yr sgilio mach, dy record ys rach las yn gil o'r ysgol gysyn yn ynddeg yr radio fanning, ys rai y craman eis rys, ys ti mas dy olion y Claire na elio yn sien. As the podcast collegiano J. Claire Nagelnius, Visfraged Nasty, Egan and Edgar Radio Vanning, Navine Rechier of the podcast ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. There were other signs of an uneasy relation between church and state. In 1720 and 1721, the Episcopal Registrar, John Woods of Kirkmalloo, was twice imprisoned by the civil authority for refusing to do something for them without the bishop's say-so. I mentioned that the governor from 1713, Alexander Wood, had taken a stance opposing the ecclesiastical authority that Bishop Wilson sought to impose on the Stanley family and his followers. And this came to a head when, in 1721, Alexander Horne's wife, Jane, was herself the subject of a resentment to the ecclesiastical court for making slanderous statements. Well, the ecclesiastical court seems to have mitigated a requirement to do penance. Now, penance was quite a serious thing. This is how A.W. Moore describes doing penance in his The Folklore of the Isle of Man. It consisted in standing in a sheet at the parish church, or several parish churches, on Sunday during service, or at the market cross on Saturdays during market time. The number of days penance was regulated by the seriousness of the offence. We'll come back to that anon. Van spare gorm ons pert se vein. Ach ek na tjauchen vei fi dorige as djurg, maar te ons dorren moer. As vei gennacht en fi liag riach, as vei na chiade woon sjen as eier krau, as doort ei. O gynje, gynje, ma vis dynje tau, na liebeg albenacht na mare brau, emes te ven as burach is, beskiri sjen, na fel mw wish. Wel creinish dwrt yn is. Och, a ne dwrt yn dynia, ti giri fein y peb. Ersul tailiat ti na peb hana dwrt yn is. Myrso haed o falia, as hwri mach drawi ros cil fwr, les ples nolio mw gyrt y mwy. Fe ersyn gul y redeg y mas da chonol dy lai, as tre renni cos na stiach ongi, hwrei draw a bol jint solus les tau zenan as tau zenan da haisigan. As fan fen hiesia ega comrych o'n sgarmach era, as fi na sai ar stoel ri oel fyr erd, as fe tri adan era ori, as ulius a mwrlus smw sagrthach. Now, the Scottish trio, sometimes quartet, Cantrip, got together as a result of playing together in sessions in Edinburgh. And here, though, they sing a song written by Jez Lowe. Jez is from Easington Colliery in County Durham. It's a song called Tom Tom.
A voice came down from a high-rise mountain, old and clear and strong, and its words we knew were grey with wisdom wrapped in an ancient song. Words as young as the northern hills and as old as the morning sun, as clear as a bell with a velvet mouth, and these are the words it rang. Bow down to the idle electric, cower in terror at the tick box. Now you'll know what only the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drum. like a lover, cause it made no sense, and I tapped my feet in time. But the more it rang, and the more I understood with every line. Bow down to the idle electric, cower in terror at the tick box. Now you'll know what only the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drone. An angry woman cried, what can it mean? And a frightened man hit his head. But somebody smiled and danced to the tune and joined in every word. Bow down to the idle electric, cower in terror at the tick box. Now you'll know what only the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drum. And the old and the young tuned in, but all the while there were those who sang to the beat of an ancient skin. Bow down to the idle electric, cower in terror at the tick box. Now you'll know what only the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drum. Bow down to the idle electric, cower in terror at the tick box. Now you'll know what only the gods know, but you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drum. No, you'll never do better than the tom-tom. No, you'll never do better than the drum.
Scottish band Cantrip. Cantrip means a trick or a spell by a witch. And Cantrip were performing a song by Jez Lowe in praise of acoustic over electric, basically. And it was about the tom-tom. You'll never do better than the tom-tom. You'll never do better than the drum. As dach chow, jay and van chesheger, van in shadow, tree rochen, the hyeshechen, jay the hulye woods. Jit vime woods a tour surger, gus a kindle shoe and slew. As for ulyun, a imperin, as riechen, gluna roy, as pega, cassock. Well, ma ven hesha, dorta dunya, as ve na high, as ve blegori, morso nish towers the feb. Te, as ish, nish tammy ma feb. As Renny Frail rish blake ori, der be genacht an de rawi na galach, mar de bech in a high fo saish in a grenia. As lurk tamelt beg dorte, well, nishesh ma ven yesha, crave is marn de ve, nish ta was de feb. Ren na ven yesha ega sai sus fi stark as fi girach, as her dorti veg. As dorte rish, well, my ven hesha, tammy treishtel de velo buyach for yera de velos de feb. Chanadu chit de ve veg elia. Nimaj feathern mach mechon shen, dort de ven hesha. A.W. Moore's description of penance continues. According to an entry in the Episcopal record dated 1623, a malicious slanderer was, quote, to remain a liar of record, and do open penance, putting his finger on his mouth and confessing a lie, in saying, tongue, thou lied, and so publicly to ask the party offended forgiveness, unquote. And by the 34th, says A.W. Moore, and again he quotes, all offenders censured to penance are to perform their censures and satisfy the law before they be admitted to the Holy Communion. In the case of Jane Horne, the wife of the governor, she wasn't required to perform penance in this very public way, but she was ordered to ask forgiveness. Until such time as that was done, she was excommunicated, which meant she was cut off from the church and not allowed to take communion. However, the archdeacon of Man at that time was Robert Horobin, and he was also the chaplain to the governor Alexander Horne. So no doubt Alexander Horne exerted pressure on him to ignore the bishop and the ecclesiastical court. A song in Breton now from Nolwenn Corbel, which, well, I'll say it now, it's a bit more accessible than the accompaniment may initially suggest. Nolwenn Corbel from Quimper in Brittany, and a song in Breton called Etouan. Not quite sure what it's about. It possibly means I went, but Ouan seems to mean a lamb, so I'm totally confused about what it was about. Now, whatever pressure Governor Alexander Horne may have applied, his chaplain Robert Horobin admitted the governor's wife Jane for communion, and this was in 1722. As he'd clearly gone against Bishop Wilson and the ecclesiastical court in doing so, Robert Horobin was suspended from his duties, and James Stanley thereupon demanded that Bishop Wilson rescind Horobin's suspension. But the bishop wouldn't do so, so James Stanley fined the bishop a huge sum, £60, and the two vicars general, Matthias Curfey and William Walker, were fined £20 apiece for defying his ruling. And in default, they were to be imprisoned in Castle Rushen. Well, it was almost impossible for them to come up with that kind of sum anyway, and the churchmen were adamant that they'd acted correctly and refused to be cowed, and so they were subsequently imprisoned in Castle Rushen. Bishop Wilson appealed to the Crown about the imprisonment by James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby, and himself, and the two vicars general, and they were released after 9 weeks. Ersen heine nistjau de lai. Ach vish, how does we rue rat vi ve buiach? As vish, how does we rue vi ve buiach? As her doddy cadler er a fair vi smullioner and a vi geary ve sana inage. Ach renan dun ye shesha cadler, her chon as train on's Doris killach, lug and letter uchega. Ach renna ben hiesha rola as cadha vain derech iawg as a chow elia fudna hi, as ish smulnion ulyu an tre, sen odysi chit the vase an na inage, ach a jinnach aier bi chitji. As tre honnaki a madar an djurg, renni snau mach as a liavi, as hai shis roshan unyag dagen iri na grenia, as chaus renna grien iri durti, ah, te emas, Creed yr awr green as an ace the eri, rare ma aignia. But when you shesha, dilly e, as high e an ullion ex diachons na asna gan ega, chin dusta, as emigus an eastead, as instead of almigiri poor herisha green as an ace. Van dunya cadlach a trom, trer an imusta, hutche vai an liabi. By the band Trip that got together in Glasgow with members from Scotland, Ireland, England and the Isle of Man. And one of the composers of the music they played there was band member Isla Collister.
A Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Mas crave a show, a stashun and ashun, Radio Vanning, a show that Claire Nagale, Meron Peen, Robert Gudin Corsla, Robert Corslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Esh, rene crea heen, drow dyers and heen, as doshle a hulian as dorte. Oh, crea dorto. Mrenye shesha dortish, man a vodum geddon the poor. De hoor er green is neest iri tretami giriad, gebi oer fe elias em arach. Immigus en yeast is instede wel shen marte. O, me ven jesje door te dunje, as hutchig is a reg luun roe, ga nod en yeast ons rege genu shen er dan. Tammy goi rish de dodde genu imper as peb jeed, beach buiach le shen tammy gwiort. As henki de veik kai lesh mi horns, as renny skriach mach, ha nodum fiu no soldier, imi as lau! As merso haia rosh, chamai as dode, as huisha lega. As jiri dorin achimach, as scorn dode tanachten the hiadu erna kadanega. As when a tayan, as na biljan ernen yegel lesh a as when a slajan er crow. As hutch na cregan stiach savour. Unfortunately, the dampness of whichever room it was he was housed in Castle Rushen, and it's not known, despite what signs you may see and people affecting to know which room it is, it's not known where he was held in Castle Rushen, the dampness of the place affected Bishop Wilson's right hand so badly that he was never able again to hold a pen, although he lived on for another 33 years after this time. This was by no means the end of the friction between church and state, but it's Bishop Wilson's imprisonment in Castle Rushen in 1722 that William Gale writes about. Here, zealous to defend the right, deprived of liberty and light, the saintly Wilson won the fight, though might or right would ride roughshod. Meekly he kissed the chastening rod and left the issue with his God. Something positive that came of the imprisonment of Thomas Wilson with Matthias Curfey and William Walker is that there was work on a translation into Manx of religious texts. According to a footnote in A.W. Moore's Manx Worthies in relation to William Walker, he says, "The four Gospels, the Acts, and part of the prayer book are said to have been translated by them at this time." Now, this is a recording from 1964 of a well-known song from Cornwall, The Nightingale, and is performed here by Mel and Miles, and they're recorded at the Count House Folk Club in Botalach in Cornwall.
My sweetheart, come along. Don't you hear the sweet song? The sweet notes of the nightingale flow. Don't you hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below? As she sings in the valley below. Pretty Betty, don't fail, for I'll carry your pail straight home to your cot as we go. You shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below. Pray let me alone, I have hands of my own. Along with you, sir, I'll not go. For to hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below. Pray sit yourself down with me on the ground, on the bank where the primroses grow. You shall hear the fond tale of the sweet nightingale as she sings in the valley below. As she sings in the valley below. The
couple agreed, and were married with speed, and soon to the church they did go. Now no more is she afraid, for to walk in the shade, nor to sit in the valley below. Nor to sit in the valley below.
Mel and Miles recorded singing in the Count House, which was part of the mine workings in Botallach in Cornwall, not very far from Land's End, in fact, and they sang there through the summer months, with Miles playing the guitar there to accompany them, and the well-known Cornish song, The Nightingale. Ascending now the winding stair, we view a spectacle most rare, the enduring limestone everywhere. No creak, portentous of decay in fragile pine, when pines away the fragile fabric of today. Perhaps William Gell had some particular instance in mind here where modern building materials made of pine had been found wanting. I looked in the papers, I didn't spot anything, but I'm not sure what he had in mind there. But he's constant in his praise of the enduring limestone of Castle Rushen. Above, below, hewn limestone blocks, unyielding as granitic rocks, built to withstand 1,000 shocks. Here note we in the southern tower, minion of time's resistless power, the famous clock proclaims the hour, gift to Britannia's virgin queen. And there's a footnote here just to tell us that Britannia's virgin queen was Queen Elizabeth, in 1906, of course, the only Queen Elizabeth. The face of the famously one-fingered clock is square, but set with one of its points upwards, and it has the words Eliz Reg, 1597, Elizabeth Regina, 1597. Van sper du de bollach, as va tarnach burucha, as van tendrelen on, as ren na tonnen, as kesher na veroch, reich o erde slagen. Maso, dillia mach, gin vay able the clash in the foglen egahin, O gunya, gunya, mavistunya tau, na liebeg albanach, na mara brow, emus the ven as burachish, viskiri shen the velma wish. Well, cranish, dothan liebeg albanach. O gane, dothan dunya, tigiri corsairchen den green as den eist. Sul tailiat, dothan liebeg albanach. Niu feddyn sa chan weg woch fren shen ec chawn amara. As tad nin sai un shen gus a le ton ju. As shen an skeel mychon an ister as a ven hiesha. Tan na skeel sa chaglam sio mychon a talier dunnel. Mora sauri de rauwe talier beg na haieg a boerdeg a fagus na nunieg, as vei gavrach at the crioi les ulliw en yard. Now, a couple of years ago, Irish band Dervish were at Unchruniach with vocalist Cathy Jordan. Cathy gave herself a project of a song for each Irish county. She herself is from County Roscommon, and this is the song she chose for County Roscommon.
Wasn't she the pride of Petrovore? But her beauty made us all so shy, not a man among us could look her in the eye. Bales, oh bales, she was the reason why we're a mourning for the pride of Petrovore. I'd like to set me mark upon the rubber, for he stole away the pride of Petrovore. He never seemed to see the girl at all, even when she ogled him from underneath the shawl. Looking big and masterful as she was looking small, most provoking for the pride of Petrovore. I lean on, me heart has gone grey ever since the day you wandered far away. I lean on, there's good fish in the sea, but there's none of them like the pride of Petrovore. fate has had to grapple. Of me eyes, Eileen was the apple, and now to see her walking up the chapel with the hardest featured man in Petrovore. And no boys, that's all I have to say. When you do your part, make no display. If you want them to run off the other, look the other way, 'cause they're mostly like the pride of Petrovore. Oh, Eileen, oh, me heart's gone red ever since the day you. Pride of Petrovore. None of them like the Pride of Petrovore.
From Kathy Jordan's Cranky Island Song Project, she sang Eileen Og, which she chose to represent County Roscommon. Now, Petrovore is in County Cavan, and the lyric also mentions Ballintubber, which is in County Mayo. But the song is the work of well-known songwriter Percy French, who was born in Tulsk, County Roscommon. Gouds we gavrach un shen, heng shan ven shis un tred, as we gaimach mach, glai vai rach rec, glai vai rach lec. Chaginnel van aim rach lashen uns cleish un talier, da dugi a chion mach as un unyo gus dile a mach. Un sho ma ben vai, tar da sa ma visu giri customer. Now, Elizabeth was Queen of England from 1558 to 1603, but apparently the clock didn't have a face at all until about 1720, and the face we see today showing the date 1597 is a modern copy of a copy of a copy of a copy, and so down the years. And it'll be time to look at that famous one-fingered clock again next time here in Clairnagale. Tan treir jit the jarunish the chorkion er Clairnagale. Chris Pearson will be with you to bring 2 hours of the best chill-out music for your Sunday evening from 7 to 9, and then at 9 it's sundown to ease you through into Monday morning. Ach, shene bain Clare Shaw, Clairnagale comes to a close with a Welsh tune, Marwnad yr Ehedydd, the elegy for the mountain lark. And the elegy for a mountain lark is in fact an elegy for the last real Prince of Wales, Owain Glyndŵr. And this is a version of the song by Welsh band Birim, which means yeast. As Marceau, until the next time, this is Robert Gatine Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve I'm a Creorts, as Dutz, Meirian Share.